Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Friday Night Live show. It's the 31st day of May 2024. Now, oh boy. Let me just see right here. This is Luke 21. Luke 21, yes, sir. And Jesus said, and he said, take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near, and ye not therefore after them. But when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Then he said unto them, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven, like six planets aligning in June, the sixth month. But before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and in the prisons, and being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate for what ye shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren, and kinsfolk and friends. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not a hair on your head perish. Well, how's that going to be if they're... because you'll be put to death. Interesting. Not a hair on your head perish. In your patience, listen. Listen out there. In your patience, this is verse 19 of Luke 21. In your patience, possess ye your souls. You got a hair on the head, but your soul is the spirit, is the soul. That's you. You possess that. In your patience, possess ye your souls. You see, they're already saying that you'll be put to death, or shall be caused to be put to death, but ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, and ye shall be hated by all men for my name's sake, but there shall not a hair of your head perish. In your patience, possess ye your souls. You're starting to see what we're talking about here. These are Jesus' red letters, Luke 21. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains. And then let them which are in the midst of it depart out. And let not them which are in the countries enter therein too. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, unto them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And then there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, with perplexity the sea and waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with the power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be the wild time. It's going to be the wild weasel. And you got Medvedev warning the United States and the NATO about a fatal flaw. And then, you know, they didn't say it until really today, where they said, okay, guitar player Blinken, hot rod guitar, Blinken, Stinken, and Bojinken, he said the other day that we're going to allow, you see, Ukraine to use U.S. weaponry to strike blows into Russia. Now they're qualifying it and saying on television, for real, because they really hadn't talked about it too much for real in the news, because we see they're not covering this stuff anymore in the news. Hardly. So consequently, what they're talking about here is only the Kharkiv region near Russia, where Russia's pounding Kharkiv, the second largest city in the Ukraine. Are they going to use the medium-range missiles, not the long-range? But that ain't what they said up front at the beginning. So it doesn't make any difference. They burned Putin's house down in the Altai secret residence yesterday. Somebody in the United States, in the Lucy crowd, who wants to starve you out also. There's a mysterious fire in Farina, Illinois, the big plant, and millions of chickens dead yesterday and millions of eggs gone. Think you might have needed to buy some eggs yesterday or today. Think you maybe need some laying hens yourself if you've got ability to do that. But when you do it, don't forget to get some scratch for them to eat, you know, to scratch around in and to eat. You got to get chicken feed. Now, Medvedev says, stop, NATO, don't make the fatal flaw. They use their language straightforwardly. And then we talked last night, I've talked to you about it several times, about Dmitry Dudeman and his prophecy or prediction back in the 80s. Where in the midst of a civil war in the United States that the communists have started, and I couldn't figure that out back then, but the communists are in Washington, D.C. and in New York City and the big banks and that kind of stuff. And the Obamas and all those types, and the Valerie Jarretts and all those kind of people. And the stinking Blinkens and Bojinken red guitar playing suckers. All right? Secretary of State, my, you know what? Ridiculous. Goofballs, that's what I call them. Communist Luciferian goofballs. And Dudeman said the civil war that the communists will start. That civil war has already been started in America. We had another big installment yesterday. And now today, people are saying, oh, well, we've got to keep the system alive, and we have to trust in. No, you don't trust in the justice system that just got unjust, do you? And I'm going to tell you what. You better be buying, just like I read to you about out of the Second Amendment, all right? You better be buying ammunition for whatever firearms you have. And I'm not talking about a box or two. You're going to need Civil War number of rounds, okay? If you got the money to do it, a minimum of 1,000 rounds of caliber. 1,000 rounds of 12 gauge is a lot of shot down line, ain't it? 1,000 rounds of 223. Let's fire down line. 1,000 rounds of a 30-06 deer rifle ammunition. Can shoot a lot of accurate place shots. 308, same way. 9 mil, 45 cal, 40 Smith & Wesson, 38 specials. Whatever it is you do, see if you can get 1,000 rounds minimum. And if you do, then you've got some firepower. You've got some stuff to put down range. And as my dear old daddy used to say, it's the firepower put down range en masse and accurately en masse that makes the difference. Go pow, 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 pow into a certain area, and if you're hitting the right area, you're making a difference. So you got to be able to put it down range. And if you don't have the ammunition, you won't be able to buy it at the time comes. Oh, I think I'll go up to the Bass Pro or to the Cabela's or somewhere, or the Shields or the whatever it is, and buy me some ammo, get me a box or two. No, you better get you some stuff right now, along with your food. And if you do it on a rotating basis, quickly, with a rotation of this type of food, that type of food, firearms, ammunition, clothing. You know, and I'm going to tell you something. Insulate gloves and, hats and cold weather gear is going to be, before too long, mostly needed. Particularly if you do not have the ability to have a power grid up. If the Russians launch in the midst of the Civil War that the communists started, then you could very easily have, according to Dudeman's prophecy, Las Vegas and Nevada gone, Florida gone, bup, up, up. There's all different types of things. Read his prophecy. I don't have it queued up again today. Because frankly, I'm just trying to walk down the hall and get to the old Radio Shack, here. And it's hard to breathe. Hard for me to breathe when you got stuff and grabbing around your bronchioles. But the Lord Jesus, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus, let me tell you. Because he has preserved my voice at least a little bit to talk to you on air. And to strike blows against his enemies, which is what I was called to do, and secondarily then to warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see, about what might be coming and what they might do to prepare for it. So I'm still on that. Now, isn't it interesting that the Dow went up 578? Oh, on the day after Trump gets nailed, where they're dancing in the street and playing music and the health clubs, they're riding their bikes at 3.4 speed and all that kind of junk. It's ridiculous. And then the day Biden gives his little speechy-weechy out about, preserving the American rule of law. Yeah. like that judge picked out of a bingo card for all the things relating to Trump or Trump's bookkeeper accountant who's sitting in Rikers. Will not allow the former head or one of the heads of the FEC, the Federal Election Commission, to testify about the Federal Election Commission laws and whether or not Trump broke them. Wouldn't allow that. I'm not going to go over that. That's being gone over and over and over. And now they've got two or three different ones coming in. And now you've got the ones that are the, well, that might be true, but we have to preserve the system. And we do, but I'm going to tell you what. I read to you out of the Declaration of Independence, and they say that too. But they also say, but when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them to under absolute despotism. It is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and provide new guards for their future security. See, that don't say nothing about preserving the British system or King George's system, does it? Sure doesn't. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. And I'm going to tell you something else. All these fiddle with boys internally and the EIEIOs, they had better just forget about it. Because I'm going to tell you something. In the county that you live in, the most highest elected official, the most powerful official is the county sheriff. And I've known a couple good ones. And I've known also some that weren't so good, all right? Because there's that too. But I know of a good one now in one place, and then I know of a good chief deputies. I've also known a bad chief deputy. But the good deputy I know now is working with that sheriff. And in your county, the sheriff is who you need to talk to, because he is A, elected by the people. And he's the most powerful person in the county. You probably don't recall back in Nevada, in Nye, Nevada, Nye County, and that kind of stuff back in the day, when the sheriff back then threw the feds out of the county, okay? Because the feds were playing games with the people. And the Nye County, Nevada sheriff threw him out. Now we got Islamic terrorist attack in Germany. We got all that going on. You got all kind of attacks in the United States, but yet Trump did allegedly a bookkeeping error. But then they haven't dealt with the actual crime that he supposedly committed. And there's nothing that says what the jury agreed on. And yet they must be unanimous. Otherwise, you just say, okay, well, you three over here, you count more because you're working with the Stalin, Joe Stalin. Joe Stalin Biden. Joe Stalin Biden. I mean, I can really almost see these Democratic headquarters having Joe Stalin's headquarters on the front of them, you know? I mean, I could almost see them. Joe Stalin Biden headquarters. Red China Joe Mao Zedong headquarters of the United States of communist America, okay? These people are Luciferian communist son of a bucks. And don't you forget it. But you got to get with your sheriff and your head deputies and all of them. And if you're in that category, if you're good ones, you stick with your people in the county and you get your posses set up. And you get your good people ready to be in your posse. Not to grind somebody else, man, but to defend your county against the onslaught that's going to come. I remember that one not long ago where they did happen to arrest a Chinese woman driving these Chinese guys on the way to Houston through a certain area. And they didn't have any pocket litter, no ID, nothing in their pockets. Pocket litter is any kind of coin, nothing. They had nothing in their pockets. But she was driving and she got pulled over. Where were they going? Oh, they were going to a big hotel. Well, how are they going to get in the hotel without their IDs, you see, in Houston? There are so many red Chinese in the United States military. Brother Quayle commented on it again today. And I've been talking with Steve, man. Steve says we're, you know, Duneman's prophecy is right on the money. So I've been trying to deal with the World War III. And I had said to him, it looks like we're in for civil war. He said, man, you deal with that too, you know. And I'm dealing with the World War III. Because that's going to happen. That will probably likely come to pass. I don't want it to necessarily. Now you want to know. Here's the deal with gold. $23.2959. It was up $14 today. Oh. Russia threatens the United States and gold is up $14. Silver. $30.48. Down 73 cents today. But the Dow was up 578, and the S&P was up, NASDAQ down a little bit. But for the week, the Dow was down 1%. But today it was up. You know why? Because somebody calls up head of the Federal Reserve Board, who is appointed by the presidency, and who's appointed by the executive, and tells them, you better buy the Dow and buy the S&P. To show an exuberance how people just love the stock market went up when Trump got nailed, okay? But then you see in the gold and the silver, it's down. So then they suppress that. And they short sell the gold and silver. But then you know who controls platinum, don't you? Platinum, interestingly, was 1046.18 up. It was up today, $10.72. The Russians control the platinum and the planet. Even the big mine, as Brother Quayle has talked about, the big mine out in Montana. Remember when Hillary and everybody arranged that they would get that mine, the big platinum mine in Montana, the Russians bought it. So platinum has gone up $10.42 today, whereas gold and silver went down. That tells me that somebody sold short the gold and the silver, bought the Dow and the S&P. You see how this game works? You see how the game works. And it is a game to a certain degree. But I'm going to tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And you get that old book with the big print, the red letter edition. And that's what you want to pay attention to and read. Read the rest of the Bible too. But I'm going to tell you what. There's been a de-emphasis on Jesus here of late. And we cannot do that because there is power in the blood of Jesus. our Father in heaven sent his only begotten Son to this planet to experience and then to wash your sins away with his blood. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, you know. So Medvedev is pleading with NATO to stop before it's too late and making the fatal flaw. They use that term, fatal flaw. Now, Google is down today. That's interesting, isn't it? Thousands of users reporting issues with searching on the Google. I never use Google. Don't use it. I use other things. Use what you want. Now, this is another one. Thanks to B&E and B, Boeing is to launch a rocket in space tomorrow, despite NASA contractor yesterday, Boeing and the government presented their improvement plan, and what sticks out is that there seemed to be no real timeline, okay, for the improvements. Yeah, I did see that. Now, this is Boeing to launch rocket into space tomorrow, despite, let's see what we got here on this article. I'll tell you what. Boeing Starliner is set for launch Saturday, but NASA contractor has warned the mission could be catastrophic. The capsule set to take two astronauts to the International Space Station is leaking helium due to a faulty valve in the control jet that adjusts the craft in orbit. Aaron Faville, president of Valtech, has urged NASA to redouble safety checks and re-examine safety protocols to make sure the Starliner is safe before something catastrophic happens. And then I'll tell you what, a lot of the stuff that Boeing is making, it ain't necessarily being made in Chicago or being made in Washington State or being made in Kansas. A lot of it, particularly wiring buses and that kind of thing, electrical stuff, is allegedly being made in Red China, you see. Wiring buses, all kind of things. Because you can get a much better thing. Boeing has been, I believe, in my estimation, my opinion, which you have the right to an opinion. Do you understand that? An opinion is not statement of fact. It's an opinion. A belief, an opinion. I think they've been infiltrated pretty doggone good. And at a time period when Boeing was good as gold in terms of providing military equipment and planes, it's now gone down a deeper, darker path. And when wiring buses can be made in China and sent over and sent somewhere else, You see, it's all relevant now, you see, because there's so many people. 29 states, the Red Chinese own all kinds of land and property and farms and ranches and businesses and all kind of stuff. They keep bringing in, what do they got, 30 to 50,000 Red Chinese have come in the last few months, mostly through the sector near San Diego. Remember how we talked about how there were Red Chinese and the rubber duckies a number of years ago, and they were coming in the Marine Corps? At one point in time, chased some of them And then you got Chinese subs off the coast, as well as Russia, but you also had red Chinese subs off the coast. And then you remember the E6, or it was E3 or E6 that was out over the water looking into all of that when all of a sudden they got hit with some kind of a electronic warfare weapon and they were having a problem. And remember, I even on this show, I don't know how many years ago, maybe 10 years now, 8 years, 7, I don't know. That thing, it was seen barely being up, able to get up over the beach and up over the freeway over San Diego, and it had to fly out into the desert and land an emergency landing in the desert out east of San Diego. Too many of these deals, just like when we saw all the train wrecks, the railroads, you know, wrecking, dumping oil, dumping food, doing all the different things, just like we're seeing all the warehouses, food warehouses burn, and now we have Farina, Illinois on Route 37, not far from I-57, east of St. Louis in Illinois. Southern Illinois, 1 million chickens burned, millions of eggs. This is war. This is, we're at war, you see. And we're all going downhill quick. So you better be thinking about protecting your country lane. And hello to my brother in Stillwater, the old Stillwater Flash. Yeah, I know who you had down there. A nephew from a different mother, maybe? I don't know. Not really my nephew, just a being cheeky on the stuff because he had made a comment that was interesting. God bless you, brother. Stillwater runs deep. That's all I can tell you. And you better believe it. I remember when I had my face paint on and my camo, old time camo too. And I remember I used to have a bow and arrow. Used to have a bear bow. No sights, nothing on it either. With some doggone good arrows with the broadheads that had the razor blades in them. And I remember hiding so good, and I had me a good shot and a good area in a walk-in from a creek in southern Illinois years ago. Walk-in from the road down an old creek bed into a spot where I had a perfect shot, and the deer were coming in that area. And then all of a sudden, I'm seeing a deer coming. And then I hear this guy saying, "They're over here! They're over here!" And it was shotgun in bow season. And he had him a shotgun and everything. "They're over here." And he chased that deer into the thing. He said, "I don't know where it went. I don't know where it went." And I was at full draw. I'd been ready to shoot the deer. And I held it full draw right on that son of a buck's chest, man. The big mouth guy with the shotgun. And I had a bow and arrow, and he never saw me. Never saw me at all because I had the camouflage on. You know what I'm saying? An old hawk ain't the best in the world, but I'm tell you what. I know how to disappear into the stuff if I need to. But now I'm going to stand my ground because I can't have the time to breathe and do all that stuff. And I pray, Lord Jesus, will remove this cancer from my body and restore me back to most optimum health in all the bodily systems, breathing, heart, everything, lung power. Remove the cancer in the bone. Remove the cancer in the liver. Remove the cancer in the lungs. remove the cancer in the bronchial tubes, remove the cancer from the lymph nodes near the lungs. Lord Jesus, I pray you remove that cancer from me and keep me at my position, although you preserve my voice for right now. And it is, our Father art in heaven, hallowed be his name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I understand that. And who knows? I've been maybe worn out, you know, fighting all this stuff for all these years. Worn out. And it may be you're getting ready to call me back home, possibly, I don't know. And I'm not trying to go necessarily. I'm trying to do and fulfill what I was called upon to do for you by the Archangel Michael in a living, vivid, not dream, but vision, where I could see in a portal in an area that came like in my bedroom. I could see it. I could smell it. I could hear it. I could hear the beautiful melodic voice of angels singing. I mean, just incredible. And then Archangel Michael communicating with me in my mind. And he asked me if I was afraid. I said, no, I'm not. And I little did I know, you know, that I was recruited to work on behalf of Lord Jesus. And since that time, Brother Quayle put me on the air. It all worked out that way, and it's been in a few more days. By 4 or 5 days, it's going to be 20 years. 20 years Old Hawk has been on the radio with Steve, or on another one of his nights, or taking two of the nights that he used to have, and I took the two nights. He gave them to me because he said, you know, Old Hawk, pretty good. He knows a lot about the stuff that I know, and then know some other stuff, and he has his own source. I have my own sources, but I can turn these shows over to Hawk so I can do and make movies and do different things. And by golly, he did. And I thank Brother Quayle for making it okay for me to come back to the Lord Jesus. Oh, Brother Quayle, God bless you, and thank you for making me come back to the Lord Jesus when I'd been backslidden and gone for some time, you see. But now I've been there striking blows against his enemies for 20 years and warning the remnant. Somewhat nostalgic maybe on that because I'm approaching the 20-year deal. And the first time Brother Quayle had me on, we had me on as a guest. And before that, he had asked me to call him. I had been emailing him. That's all I'd done was just email Steve and talk with him and different stuff. And then I had told him about something that I had heard about or that I had had a vision about. And I told him to warn the MMV that in a certain area that something might be going to happen and that the bad stuff was going to go down for him there. And by George, then I guess they asked him to ask me, who the heck are you? So then we talked on the phone, and then the next thing I knew, I explained to him I had the calling from Archangel Michael and Gabriel with him. But basically, Gabriel didn't say anything to me, just stood next to Michael. But then after that, he had me on as a guest, and we talked about it. I said, Hawk, you seem to know about what's going to go down when this Ezekiel 38 pops. And that was 20 years ago. I started hammering at Ezekiel 38, 39. I remember the first time I was really on the radio and I had it all scripted out, man, timing and A, B, C and all the stuff. And now I just trust in the Lord Jesus that he'll put the words in my mouth if necessary and give me the proper research and give me the proper articles and the proper information and the ability to think about it so I can then talk to you. It doesn't make it easy. I'll tell you what, if you've never done a radio broadcast by yourself, particularly one where you're like Brother Quail, where you do a lot of them. You just do the podcast now. He does the podcast. But you don't have an interviewing situation or somebody to interview or somebody interviewing you. But when you do them all by yourself, it's really more difficult than most people think. Just try it sometime with your own tape recorder or do your video phone and try to do a show and see how you do. It's quite amazing. Oh, brother. Power in the blood of Jesus. I don't know exactly when we're going to go to all these things or when the World War III might happen or when we might have Civil War, but it seems like we're entering into the Civil War already right now. And people are trying to convince themselves that they're not all that upset. But I'm going to tell you what. On Kauai, there's a lot of people that are upset on Kauai. And if you know what's on Kauai, you might know what's there and who's there. Might know what's upset. Might be some good guys that are upset, if you know what I mean. Because this thing is about put a fork in and it's done. This country, if you believe you can go and get a fair trial in a courtroom, you can't. Because now, almost all of the DAs are Soros-based. Chicago, St. Louis, New York, Philadelphia, all of them. Kansas City, all of the different ones. Most of the DAs are based. Or the mayors are based and provided money for by also a lot of the attorney generals of states. Not all states, but a lot of them. Soros funded. Now, President Trump mentioned Soros finally, a Soros-backed DA yesterday. There was a time when he didn't mention that because his son-in-law, Jared, had borrowed millions of dollars from George Soros to buy the, what was it, the 666 building in New York City that his father had owned but had kind of lost. Not his father-in-law, Trump, but his Kushner's father had lost it. And so he wanted to buy that. So Soros loaned him the money. Couldn't say anything bad about Soros during that era, you see. I even asked that question, and then all of a sudden, an email that I've been assured was being read was no longer being read. And there were people that read the emails in those days, and Trump used to read certain things because he stood up all night back during the first campaign, you see, and into his presidency. Okay, anti-Israel protesters have taken over the Brooklyn Museum and they drape massive banner across the building. Okay? All kind of fun and games going on. Let's see if I can see the picture of that, see what the sign says. Clash with the NYPD cops as massive banner draped across the building. Let's see. Palestine. Genocide, you see. Well, I'll tell you what. Nearly 1,000 people strong scaled the building, rappelled down inside the art museum with climbing equipment. Oh, yes. They seem to have a lot of climbing equipment and tents and all kinds of stuff, don't they? Thank you, B&EMB, for sending that. The game is afoot. And I'm going to tell you what. You'd better get, if you do not have a firearm, you better acquire one. If you can only get one, then get a 12-gauge pump shotgun. Or whatever, a 12-gauge shotgun. Uncle Joe, Grandpa, Samuel, whoever has got an extra one, I guarantee you. They have some firearms. Or you can buy one used. Or you can buy one brand new. Get you one of them good 12-gauge pumps. Get the one that's got the most rounds to it, too. Put a little bit of oil on the slide, rack it back and forth, and make it work in there good. And I'm going to tell you something. That noise is the scariest doggone noise you ever want to think when you don't know what's coming from. When that slide gets racked back, ka-chink, ka-chink, you know? Ka-chink, all right? And then you need number four buck, double-aught buck, but number four buck has got more pellets for people. Double-aught buck, bigger pellets to hit the deal. You can also get flechettes. All the Vietnam veterans know about flechettes, and they used to shoot flechettes because they would go through the greenery, so to speak, easier, the weeds and the grass, you know what I'm saying? And the vegetation. But you could use a little number two bird shot or whatever. You could do some of that. And then I always tell you, get some number six. Because with the number six or seven shot, you could always feed yourself by squirrels, rabbits, and birds, if you need to. And then in a pinch, old number six will do a job on somebody too, if you're close enough. But if you can, you can get a rifle, a shotgun, and a handgun. Whether it be revolver or a pistol. You like a handgun, you like a revolver, ain't nothing better than an old 357 Magnum, S&W or Ruger, shoot 357 or 38 Specials. So you got two calibers of your choice. Get some hot rounds. Why heck, old brother Greg Evenson with a 357 Mag and a pump shotgun took on the bank robbers back in the day out in Kansas when he was on the road as highway patrol. And he took them down. He took them down with the just by himself, driving 100 mile an hour to get there to where the bank was being robbed, and then dropping down on them with the 12-gauge and the 357. And he took the bank robbers and got them down, baby. God bless you, old Greg Evenson. You're in heaven, brother. I know you got your jump boots getting ready to come back if you can, I know. And people out there who know Liz Evenson, his loving wife in the Uper, say hello to Liz, you see. God bless them all. I don't know. You don't want to go on a loose fairy night without a fight, but you better get the firearms and the ammunition. Because you're going to need to protect your home and your family or your ranch or your place of business or when you're in your car, okay? I'm going to tell you, people are attacking cars in your own driveway. Did you see the thing where the carjackers went into the driveway and attacked the woman and her children in the car right in the driveway as they're pulling in or pulling out? This stuff is being done, and you got to be at the ready to defend yourself and your family. Power in the blood of Jesus. But I'm going to tell you what, you be ready to stand against evil, to stand in the gap against the evil, you see. When it comes down the lane or down the street for you, and there's no telling who it's going to be, but somebody's going to come. And they're going to watch your food. They're going to say, stay in the house. We're coming to collect your food so it can be redistributed properly to more people. We have heard that you people on this block have too much long-term storage food and canned goods. Therefore, we're coming to your door. Do not stand next to the door and be sure that you are prostrate on the floor so we can see through the window. I don't think so. You want to dance? A la danse. You want to rock and roll dance? You want to fade do do down on the Rio Grande, baby? You want to fade do do in Louisiana? I don't know. But I ain't gonna give up and lay down and prostrate myself on any floor for anybody who comes to take my food or to take me away, ha ha. One time, you remember I told you years ago, if you'd listened a long time, that I know somebody who overheard a quote by a Canadian general. These stupid Americans. Canadian general, you got me right. These stupid Americans. When the time comes, and we come. When the time comes, and we come. And God bless old Mickey Lapua, because Mickey, you're deadly on that 338. And when you go to Porky's, baby, there ain't nobody better out there hand-in-hand or with the 338. Mimic active tonight over Alaska. God bless the Allegheny gang. So look at University of Wisconsin, MIMIC. Alaskan region. Domain. Yes, it is. By George, it is active in there. Oh, yes. Yes, big time stuff. And then the stuff is coming up from the Pacific, shooting up into Alaska. And then that is creating the weather systems that are plaguing the winter wheat and all the stuff. MIMIC-TPW version 2, University of Wisconsin. I'll tell you what, you don't want to go into their Luciferian night without a fight, that's for sure. You better stand for the Lord Jesus, stand for your family, your Bill of Rights, and you better be willing to fight. Better be willing to fight. Power in the blood of Jesus. And at some point in time, they're going to come for you. They put it in a little deal back a while back, don't you remember? It was a kind of a document called Domestic Insurgency and the Declaration of Martial Law. U.S. Army document. Shortly before the November 2008 presidential election, George W. Bush signed directives which were then embroiled or embedded in the following U.S. Army document, Domestic Insurgency and Declaration of Martial Law, 12 October 2008. So I'll tell you what, I read to you from that. Brother Evenson and I commented on that when Greg was my guest many times. And consequently, they outline what they're going to do to come for you. All right? But they're doing it under the guise of protecting the population. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Bingo, bango, bongo, baby. Bingo, bango, bongo. You better watch out. When they come for you, don't go into their Luciferian knifed out of bite. That's for sure. That's for sure. And I'll tell you what, if you got you some night vision, and you can even get old school. You can even get the old school night vision, which doesn't always give itself away as much. But if nothing else, you can eat some carrots and get some good food to get your eyes right. Because I'll tell you what, with a good scope, it's got a big optics in the scope, you see. You catch your little moonlight, you can see it. Because I've used binoculars at night in cities and towns where there is some light and there's a lot of moonlight or starlight. You can see. But if you got you some night vision, whether it be a scope on your rifle, whether it be goggles, you want to see what's going on, then you own the night too. And you can be quiet as an old engine, like my old brother out there in Utah, Crazy Horse. Be quiet as an old engine, and you can have your 6 or 7 knives and tomahawks on you at all times, plus firearms. And when they got the old people coming down the old lane, you pop up that buff gun with the iron sights, that old buffalo gun that'll go down range about 1,500 yards and pop something in the shoulder pretty good. You know what I'm saying? God bless you out there, brother. And to all the people out there, don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Bill of Rights. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family and protect them. Stand for your business or your ranch, your farm. Protect your food, your water, purification, all your stuff. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. But mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology and your craft, your spacecraft, to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus. To strike blows against those who would destroy the United States or the Bill of Rights of America. Mickey LaPua, like I said, you're the best by test, buddy. Road and track and little L. You got good mommy and daddy, let me tell you. And Lord Jesus loves you as I know you love him. And you guys are Muay Thai experts, you're ninja experts. And even at your young age, I think you're cool. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.